this episode of Report This Post.
Trusty Steve.
my trusted bloodhound that went off chasing after some geese, and I gotta get you back to the homestead.
Gotta take me. Tie me up.
Drown in the swamp.
Tie me up to my barrel that's my doghouse. Mm-hmm.
That's right, everyone. We are here for this week's bonus episode. We have a lot of fun in store for you, but Chris and I were just having a great time discussing various metaphors and the similes.
Sure.
I compared you to a bloodhound,
mm-hmm.
and you said you were in the doghouse, which, from what I understand, was something you were no longer in due to your previous relationship.
I actually just got the notice, got the paperwork today, and the notice for the dissolution of marriage. So
fantastic.
Things are moving along.
Wow. That seems so, like, the idea that there's paperwork involved with the ending of a relationship feels so insane to me.
Well, you know, you get those, get that stuff kind of, you know, the money situation and then the whole having a kid thing really, really, really fucks the whole thing up. So
it really throws a wrench or two in there. Certainly, I'm aware of this situation as well. But you're moving on. You're on to greener pastures. And
that's right.
Speaking of green, okay. You want to talk about what happened?
Yes,
two weekends prior.
Yeah, I do. So we haven't done one of these bonus here in a couple weeks. So the other,
yeah.
So two Fridays ago, my buddy Rigel, listener of the show,
that's right,
from Largo here. He's
called into the show many times, left several voicemails.
Yes, sir.
Is he a patron?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. I hope so.
So he got a hold of me during the week and said, "Hey, how's everything going?" I said, "Good." And he said, "Do you want to smoke some weed this weekend?" Which is something that I had not done in 15 plus years, and prior to that, probably had done it less than a half a dozen times before. And mm-hmm. I was like, "You know what? Yeah, let's do that."
Sure.
So got that all planned out, and then dropped you a line and said, "Hey, by the way, my buddy's coming over to smoke weed," and you said, "Oh, you know, I might go ahead and stop by." So he came over at about 6 p.m. With some joints and some other goodies, and I ended up smoking an entire joint by myself, which I believe when Rigel realized I had done that, he just kind of gave me a look like, "Boy, you really shouldn't have done that." And he was right, because I was stoned to the bone for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
And then when you showed up, he had
I
also brought
up
over
at like eight.
Yeah.
So you must have been midstream at that point.
Yeah. So Rigel and I ordered pizza and watched Jackass. And then when Geiger showed up, we then watched Jackass 2.
Uh-huh.
And then Rigel left at one point, and then Geiger watched Jackass 3.
That's right.
But during all this, Rigel had also brought over some CBD or THC capsules.
Sure. Like medicinal type, right?
Yeah, they were like they look like NyQuil or something. Like they're the so.
Yeah, and those little vacuum sealed little pouches
and,
or whatever.
And
you know?
He had told me before you got here prior that, if you're going to take these, don't plan on doing anything for a while after you take one of these. And I said, "Well, then I think I'll just stick with the joint." This is when I was trying to decide what poison I was picking. So you came over and I offered you one. So you took one and then we were watching the movie. And then you got up from the couch to go get another beer that you had brought. And I saw the wrapper to the other.
Uh-huh.
other.
So I took both.
And then you proceeded to then smoke half a joint that was left over.
Yeah. So the little capsules, like for the first, like, I feel like hour, I was like, "All right, I guess," I was like, "this must be some like low grade medicinal." Like I feel like Florida's a THC maximum or whatever. I don't know how all that works. I'm assuming it's fairly low. So I was like, "This probably is just not that good." So then I had the half a joint, half a Christian, I call it. And within 10 minutes, I was blasted out of my goddamn gourd.
So we spent about an hour and a half sitting, I think we spoke about twice, and both just wondering if the other one knew how high we were the entire time.
Oh, man. I'm high like twice a year at the absolute most. So it was a... I know I was during 4th of July. So two fairly recent times for me, more than usual. But so that was and I drove home, and we're only like what, 2 miles apart from each other or something.
Yeah.
That was like a 80-minute drive. Just like every 10 feet, I'm like, am I driving right? Am I too slow? Am I too fast? What is going on? There's lights. Those are probably 1,000 police officers coming to murder me. I am way too high to be doing this. I remember like, it's like seeing a stop sign and being like, oh, hallelujah. And then just what felt like a 10-minute coast to a stop.
And then, you're like 400 feet away from the stop sign. You're just inching towards.
Or 4 feet. I have no idea. Like, I do not know what was going on.
It
felt like an eternity.
Yeah, because I didn't hear from you the rest of the evening. I immediately went to bed.
Yeah.
Because I was like full body high, and I was like, that's good for me. I'm packing it in.
I mean, I went to bed pretty soon after too, I think.
I texted you in the morning. I said, did that stuff ever kick in? Not knowing. And I believe your response was, oh yeah, big time.
Yeah.
So
like, the last time I got that high, I think it was it may have been 2 420s ago, where a friend of mine gave me pop brownie. He gave me a couple. I paid him $20 and he gave me some. And I had one that night, and I just listened to Dope Smoker by Sleep, which is the perfect song to listen to while you're that out of your gourd.
600 minutes long. Yeah.
And it was perfect. It did not drive that night, I can tell you that much. High out of my mind, few beers. Did have some shitty pizza, though, to be fair. Some very cold pizza.
Yeah.
You were raving about those wings, and they were...
No,
you
I
just
was,
had to be high out of your mind.
No, like, it was that they were free, because they fucked up my order, because I didn't order the wings. They just happened. So, to me, any free food is good food. And when you're either stoned or drunk, free food is the best food. So, that's where my logic lied in there. So
I get it. Yeah.
So there's the chronicle of two almost near middle-aged men's experience recreationally smoking weed one time a year. So
and just getting to the point of
blasted
insanity. Yeah, and with three people, because we had Rigel there as well. And
yeah,
I'm
but
not
he's
sure his tactics. Is he a recreational? Yeah, he is.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we were. We were the
real,
space
real blabbermouth. That guy couldn't shut him up.
He was catching up on. He hadn't seen Jackass in a while either, so he was trying to take it all in. But boy, yeah, I'll tell you what though, for a nice evening in, just smoke some weed and then just watch all three Jackass movies in a row. What a treat! What a real
some of the hardest I've laughed in a while at some of those. I mean, they really are the best comedies of the century. Like. They're so good.
This is okay. I'm having like a flashback. Do you remember me saying something about that? 9/11 caused a split where it was either like stuff like Born Identity or stuff like Jackass. Do you remember that? Do you remember me saying that?
I remember you saying a few things. Yeah.
Oh, that's embarrassing. That's good. Gonna have like these like flashbacks to like all the stupid shit that took me way too long to say as I was, or maybe it didn't. I don't know.
That's the thing is, I remember you saying it. It didn't feel like anything crazy. That's the way it is being high, or at least if you're not used to being high, you just think everyone's like,
everyone this guy is like,
taking
these guys
20 minutes
suck.
To say anything. But no one notices. No one cares. Oh, boy.
Oh, God. All right.
Really, we're really like we're 14. God damn it. So really a young woman shared a screenshot on Facebook of a Snapchat that she received from a guy named Austin.
Okay.
Here's what Austin had to say in the screenshot. My sister is thinking about getting her nips pierced. I know you're not Photoshop, so is she allowed to see yours? I'm for real just going to hand her my phone. She won't let me see, lol. I just offered because I'm taking her, and she's complaining about how all these model photos are fake as fuck, LMAO. Hey, it doesn't affect me either way, so it's up to you. I don't care. I just told her I know some females who have them, and I could try, lol.
Yeah. Oh. That's a good bit.
That's got to give him some sort of a certificate for creativity. But man, that is brutal. Oh, goddamn.
Hey, just real quick. I'm taking my sister. Okay, first off, I'm taking my sister to get her nipples pierced. I would have gone with a different story. But the I'm not gonna look, but she's just gonna take my phone. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting thing.
I would to meet the woman that falls for this. Like, that woman would have to be in like 30 MLMs, just like completely bankrupt. Yeah. She's
an Airbon, and she's in, yeah.
She, like, has 60 decks of tarot cards, just the dumbest possible woman on the planet. Like, oh, okay.
If you say so, sure.
Yeah. It seems, couldn't this lady be like, okay, what's your sister's phone number? What's her Facebook? I'll reach out to her right now. Or like, hey, I know who your sister is. I see her on Facebook. I'm just going to go message her right now, and I'll see what she says.
That'd be pretty good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This guy's like panicking, like making a fake account.
Yeah. Just
like, oh, no. It's just sweating.
Yeah. He's got the what's it called? The private browser up. He is in Facebook creating a profile. First, he's going to Gmail, creating a fake Gmail account to tie to the Facebook account.
Okay, interesting. So you know how to do this. That's interesting.
And,
okay.
I'm putting myself in the shoes of a guy who is this fucking dumb. Obviously, I am way smarter than this guy.
Just desperate to see some peer snips. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that desperation just to see nipples. Like, not like... to fuck the girl. Just like, I just want to see some pierced nipples of this lady. Yeah. That's a shame. Well, maybe the lady posted it because saying like, hey, this is the first of a perfect relationship and now we're together and we love each other.
Doubt it. Oh, that's good. So she posted that to Facebook, you said?
That's right. Facebook.com/report this post.
Fuck off.
She did not post it there. But that's a place to go to if you want to hang out and see us post once a week the episode that you're currently listening.
And then a bunch of people from like Pakistan will message us and be like, please share this. And it's like, what is this?
Yeah. We need to be a little bit more active on there, I would say, right?
I don't know.
Well, need? Need is not the right word, but we could be.
Yeah, that's if we wanted to, yeah. Speaking of Facebook, another woman posted this onto Walmart's Facebook page.
Okay.
I am so upset I could spit. And then some. I was just traumatized at Walmart. My medical conditions are my business. No one has the right to inquire, especially if they are following you throughout the store screaming at you. Due to medical conditions, I cannot wear a mask. Yet a quote-unquote customer thought she was obligated to follow me throughout the store screaming at me to wear a mask. I had enough. I looked at her, snapped my heels together, raised my right arm, and yelled back, "Hail Hitler!"
Ooh.
Yes, I know it was not the Christian thing to do, but I snapped. She went to the manager, who came and started yelling at me too. I have never been treated this way at this Walmart, ever. I am so angry that I'm thinking about getting an attorney. The Gestapo tactics have to stop.
Mm-hmm. Well,
interesting, interesting closer for.
Yeah. So her point was that she was this random customer. She was saying that they were Hitler. This was her point. And that's why she raised the right arm and yelled, Hail Hitler, at them. And the customer was supposed to theoretically feel like, oh, wow, I'm the Hitler in this situation.
Like the big-time piece of shit, yeah.
I'm the bad person, as opposed to the person screaming Hail Hitler in a Walmart. I will say this. This is an excuse we're seeing a lot of these days with the anti-mask people. Is like, look, I have medical conditions. You don't know about them. None of your business. I feel like if they're that bad, you probably shouldn't be going out
anywhere.
To a grocery store during a pandemic. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, Walmart has the best curbside pickup of any grocery store that I've encountered at this point, which is why I'm recommending Walmart to all of our listeners. Like, it's so easy to shop from Walmart without having to go into Walmart right now. Even if you can order online. There's so many things you can do besides going into a Walmart.
the last thing I want to do on a good day without a pandemic going on.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Go into Walmart. It's the worst place in the world to be at almost any point. Whenever I go at like 8 a.m. when there's no one there except for employees that do not like their lives or anything.
Oh, sure.
But that's great because there's no lines. There's no big, fat, giant people blocking up the aisles. It's great. The smelliest motherfuckers you can. I mean, folks, if you just imagine a Florida Walmart, and it's as good as you can, think.
the smell of body odor, and then Subway sandwich bread baking. It's real combination, because of course there's a Subway in the Walmart. So what? Because why wouldn't there be?
Our neighborhood Walmart is the best spot of the neighborhood as well. for all of our all of that. Hey, speaking of the neighborhood, you alerted this to me, I believe this morning. I don't know if you ever found out more about it.
I know what you're going to say. Go on.
Okay. Yeah. Keep looking. We're going to, this is,
news.
Potentially breaking news here. And this is, possibly one of the, a topic that hits close to home for the show. this is almost a bit of a follow up to, we had a previous incident at this, location a couple weeks ago. This was the infamous, fire truck incident where, I told you about the fire truck that was going by your house.
Yep.
And you thought it was because I was stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
We had the same location issue here yesterday, I believe. There was a whole mess load of police cars there at some point. My wife showed me a picture of it from social media, I believe. Just like dozens of police cars there. And wasn't sure why. And then you texted me this morning with, I believe you found out why that happened.
Yeah. So somebody pulled into the Popeyes parking lot. I have the information up here. Parked their truck, called the police, and then shot themselves in the head in the parking lot of Popeyes. Mm-hmm. And, in true ironic fashion, the front license plate on this truck, I'm seeing a photo of it here. The windshield and everything's covered with a tarp for obvious reasons. The truck's lights are on, and the front license plate of the truck reads in big, bold letters, "Be happy."
Mm.
So,
that is some good irony. To be fair, they didn't read it. They're inside the truck, so they didn't read it. Right? So they weren't able to read it before they before they painted the window.
I would like to read you some of the comments on this post.
Okay.
All right. Okay. May his souls rest in peace. Oh. S-O-L-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the spirit of suicide is bad right now. I keep praying against it. I'm so sorry for the family.
That's nice.
A lady says, I wonder why he felt the need to do that. So sad. Hope he was saved and went to heaven. Frowny face. Another lady asks, you think he went to heaven after he killed himself? And the first lady says, yep, I do. So, cool.
Oh,
okay. Oh, and then somebody posted a picture of a Neo from the Matrix holding a cat's face in his hands. Not sure what that's about. So just a lot of good stuff in this post.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. A cat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that from the Matrix? Is there a cat in the Matrix? There's a glitch in the Matrix. I know that.
I don't think there is a cat in the Matrix. Is there?
Okay. Well, then this is from something else then. Sorry. Don't know my Keanu.
That okay. Well, so you saw a picture of Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, this is Neo from the Matrix.
That's right. Yeah. That's how I recognize him.
Okay. You know, that's how like a toddler recognizes people from the little TV box, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So here's a confession from Reddit. When I was walking my dog today, I passed by these two girls. One said hi, and it was the greatest moment of my life. I looked at my feet and said hey, and continued walking, smiling to myself. When I got home, I immediately jacked off to the thought of her voice.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
I'm a weird guy, very small for my age, and I have a heavy Arabic accent, so I don't get much attention from girls. I feel ashamed and disgusted by my actions, and even more disgusted at the fact that I will probably do it again later tonight. I just needed to get that out. User iJohnny12 suggests this. Next time, look her in the face and say hi. And our OP responded, no, that's literally impossible.
Very cool.
Tough going. Tough
that's
going for
rough.
That guy.
Jacking off to the thought of someone's voice.
The thought of a voice. Not even, yeah.
Man, the guy, he's got a dog. I mean, that's a great icebreaker right there. A girl says yeah. hi to you, and then you oh, man, whatever.
Yeah, but like, you know, 4'8" Arabic guy is not reeling in the ladies. Like, it's just, you know, feel bad, you know. This guy is not an incel, like, by, in terms of, joie de vivre, even if he technically is one in terms of he's just, not getting laid at
he's
all.
He's just a straight, just a mutant. He just cannot, there's just no hope whatsoever, this guy.
But he doesn't seem to be a monster, so, you know, he'll find someone, right?
Nope. No, he will
okay.
not.
he'll die alone, but at least the last thing he'll hear in his head before he blows his brains out in a Popeye's parking lot will be that random girl saying hi to him.
Great.
On the street one day.
Okay. User Osama's Big Homie posted this in our unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I enjoy throwing up in my mouth. Yeah, I said it. It's fine. I don't mind it. Sometimes it tastes good. Ugh. It's like a game of whether or not it comes out of my mouth or if I can swallow it back down. Like a little mini game almost. Fuck you. And Outdoor Elvis responded, I like jock itch. So there you go.
Mm.
Rough. Real rough.
Just two cool guys having a great conversation.
Normal, completely normal guys. And actually, in that same vein here, I have a voicemail called in. So I'm going to play this. I don't believe the listener. Nope, they don't say who they are. So, hey, you know what? Guys, when you call and probably say what your name is.
It would Unless help. You're going to insult me, and then, of course, you must remain completely anonymous.
Hi, guys. I have a post here from r/crippling alcoholism. Mm. This was submitted by u/Louisiana rapist. The title of this post is called Swallowing My Own Alcohol Vomit. Every morning, the first thing I do after I wake up is take a shot of rum, and a lot of times it doesn't agree with my stomach. When that happens, it takes all my willpower not to throw up. Sometimes the vomit comes up in my mouth, though I hold as much of it in my cheeks as I can, and then I tilt my head back and force myself to swallow it so I don't waste any alcohol. I feel like a piece of shit every time. Please tell me I'm not the only one who does this.
Well, I guess we'll never find out.
Okay. <'Cause he> just didn't introduce himself, didn't say goodbye, just like a drifter in the night. Just had to share this post. There's quite a bit of that on crippling alcoholism. Mm. Guys who, a lot of it, we've seen several posts with guys who throw up and then the next morning wake up and then just drink it because there's alcohol in it, which is, it's hard to imagine a more disgusting thing.
That's bad. That's bad. When I feel, if I'm drinking and I feel that coming up, that's coming out.
Absolutely.
I cannot hold back. One of my favorite stories from back in the day when I was a big, big, big drunk, was doing shots of whiskey at the bar with my friend, and feeling the urge to throw up and trying to make my way to the back of the bar where the bathroom was at, and, vomiting on my way and trying to hold my hand over my mouth as the, I don't know, whatever, 16 ounces of whiskey was spraying out of my face all over a birthday party that was being held as I was walking past a big table of people celebrating. So that was good. I cannot imagine re-swallowing my own vomit. And or ingesting my vomit at a later time,
like,
and place.
Cold vomit. sitting in a glass.
And it's got to smell like, I mean, okay.
Oh, God. Vomit's the thing that I'm like,
That's your thing?
I can't handle it. Like, I could watch someone just eat a turd like a hero sandwich and I'd be great, really. But the idea of drinking vomit is so horrifying. I don't... Oh, like, whenever the dog throws up on the carpet or whatever, I, like, freak out. I'm like, oh, no.
I gotta clean that up. I gotta deal with this.
I gotta eat it in case there's rum in it. By the way, like, this guy... it was rum that gave him the bad... Is that what he said? Was rum that was bad for this? Like, feel free to diversify if that's your thing and you're a severe alcoholic, right? Like, this seems like there's enough options out there. Like, you can get vodka super cheap.
I don't know. That's the thing, though. Don't these folks just kind of find their thing and stick with it? And then they're like, yeah, it makes me sick and I feel like shit every day, but what are you going to do? Well...
God damn. Yeah, I don't
just completely like, well, you know, alcohol, well, whatever. Big deal.
Yeah.
Not like the two of us are millimeters away from going over that edge or anything like that.
Yeah, so. Possibly even closer than that, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I found this one on the Hauntings in Alabama Facebook group. Shane Wilson made this post. Hey, folks, just wanted to tell y'all that every time I get stressed out, I find pennies on my nightstand. What's y'all thoughts on that? I'm thinking maybe my mother or daddy. William Chambers responded, I'm thinking you just forgot you put them there. And a response from the OP, you might be right. You never know. So... Probably a crippling alcoholic guy who just forgot he put his change on the dresser, wakes up thinking, I think my dead mommy or daddy are haunting me.
He's the hat he's wearing with the bullet hole in the rim of it, because he's in Alabama. He wakes up, he pulls his overalls back on.
Mm-hmm. The moonshine jug is nigh on empty, and there'd be pennies.
He sits up out of his hammock.
I got some coppers on my nightstand.
Really good. If only a ghost would just leave money behind, that'd be really cool.
Have you been to Alabama?
I've been through Alabama. I don't know if I've ever actually stopped.
Yeah, I've never been, and it's I've lived in Florida my whole life, and it's right next door.
Road trip?
Never. Yeah, you want to do it?
A live 11-hour recording. Yeah, of the two of us in a car,
folks. It's gonna be 10 hours of silence in that one. So
we're gonna be listening to other podcasts.
Yeah. So there's gonna be some copyright infringement issues. Never go that way. Never head on that. See, the problem is, one of many problems living in Florida, as far as like, you know, I'm gonna take a road trip. It's like, well, where are you gonna go? It's like, well,
doesn't matter. Wherever it is, it takes four fucking ever to get there. I don't think people understand that. Like,
yeah,
this is very long state. It is so long.
It's far, and you don't get to anything good for even longer than you can imagine.
Yes, sir.
You
know? Yes, sir.
So, yeah. Never went out in Alabama way. Eventually, you're going to go to New Orleans, and you got to go through Alabama to get there, but still not there yet. Probably when I'm like 60, we'll do that. So
when you're retired? Well, you're not going to retire. What am I saying?
I think I'm retired now, technically. there's no hope in sight for ever actually being employed again. So, yeah, I guess I'm just retired. I'm going to cash out my IRA of $700 or whatever the
That's
hell
That's right.
Is.
That's just, right. You're living good. Yeah, living good.
Get half well, of a you cruise do. Trip and be done.
You do wear the white socks with the Adidas slides, or you're halfway there, my
well,
friend.
So. Well on my way. Yeah. And happy about it. This would be, aside from there being kids around, it's pretty much perfect, yeah.
Well, you could take care of them. Hmm. This is from our polyamory.
Okay. Been a while talked about polyamorous stuff.
Since we rocked polyamory? Yeah, we did. Don't ask me what it is. Don't do it.
62, right? No way. Let's see.
No.
It's got to be more recent than that, right? Is that what you're thinking? 85. God damn. Wow. Good Lord. Okay.
It's still a long time ago.
We are on the website podtoppen.se, which I'm guessing is the Swedish podcast website. That's fun. Is there any comments or anything? Nope. I wonder if our friend old Bill just put it on there.
Probably.
On the Office episode. And that, of course, was episode...
What is with you in this fucking... What is
61. Pretty close to the previous number, I said. What is with me with what?
Just this obsession with finding the old episode.
Trying to create content for our wonderful listeners. Is that this obsession that I have that you hate so much? Is that what you're saying?
From our polyamory, I hate my wife's boyfriend. Sorry, I don't want to be friends with the guy who is fucking my wife. I know I agreed to this initially, but I never really been able to get okay with it. As soon as they started dating, I could tell I was second place in my wife's heart. She likes him better. It has been a long, slow, heartbreaking experience. This isn't the first time this guy has messed up a marriage, but he keeps seeking out married women. Seems like a shitty way to operate.
Yeah, seems like a rough situation, pal. Probably never should have even considered doing it in the first place. Wife's boyfriend liking him more than you. That's rough.
That's curtains. Be. Yeah, that's... Now, to be fair, in the polyamory episode, we did find out a kind of a toss-up on that where the wife's boyfriend ended up liking the husband more than the wife. So that was a
little that's tables a fun turned. Little, it's good to have that little mix here and there. The polyamory was a great episode. It's one of those where, you know, we've talked about like doing like a revisiting a topic at some point, and that one's rife for it because it's just kind of a never-ending supply of dumb fucking people online.
Hey, you know, speaking of dumb fucking people online, we got another voicemail here.
Can't wait to hear it.
This is from probably the dumbest motherfucker online I know, Foot Fetish Matt.
Great.
Hey, guys. It's Matt. I saw an absolutely bonkers Twitter thread today that I had to call in and share. Mary Gregor, who goes by Gregor underscore Mary on Twitter, posted this. My cleaning lady came today. We began to talk about politics. She told me she hates Trump but has never voted, neither she nor her husband. She is 60. I told her this was the most important election of our lifetimes. She and I sat down at the computer, and she registered online. User Enter Danger, whose Abby looks like Rachel Maddow, responded, "Right. My cleaning ladies are Trumpers. I've been using them for years, and they are nice, but not smart. I have been trying to sway them. I may have pointed out I'm the only customer they have who is both a bleeding liberal and has continued to pay them through the month's quarantine." User Janet Patterson, at JanetPA51337378, responded, "Awesome. I fired my cleaning lady because she's a diehard Trumper. Glad you could help yours." So a lot of rich psychos having some fun and bullying 60-year-old cleaning ladies. All great. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Now, what's especially the idea behind having your clean, like taking your cleaning lady aside and being like, "We're going to register you to vote," is like absolutely.
My God.
Like batshit. Like taking your 60-year-old cleaning lady by the hand and being like, "Okay, like let's sit down." Yeah. And just like walking her through.
A cleaning lady who has never learned one word of English. Like nothing. Yeah. Doesn't so know you, the. Knows so, nothing.
So you register this lady to vote, and the next thing, like her entire family is getting deported because she's like an illegal immigrant,
when she hits
right?
Enter, the SWAT team bursts through the door. Just, yeah, it is though. It really is incredible how much of those people are on Twitter, right? Like,
and how do they find them each other? Like, did they just these ladies have like an RSS feed with the fucking word like cleaning lady? Because they're like, "I got to get with my gals to talk about how dumb the bitch who cleans my house is."
Oh man, I wish I had a cleaning lady. Oh,
you are the cleaning lady at this point in your life,
folks. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. We're gonna have more exciting bonus stuff for you next week. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else?
No. Bye.
Is that it? Are we done? Nothing more to add? Are you sure?
Goodbye.